in mourning. One of the areas which are prohibited, according to the minhag of the Ashkenazim, during the 3 weeks, during the Beinim Mitzorim, is haircuts. Now, the halacha does have a zman where it's also Mikra Adin. The Shua Shechalboi, there's an Isser of Tesperus Mikra Adin, of taking a haircut, and that's Mikra Adin. But the minhag of the Ashkenazim has extended this all the way back to Shiva Serpetamus. This halacha applies not only to adults, but it applies even to children. There are two explanations given why it applies to children. One is a chinuch element, and for chinuch purposes, that would mean that it only applies to children who reach the age that they're intelligent enough to understand the concept of the veilus that we have, the loss that we're mourning of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, etc., which approximately is understood to be about the age of 9 years old. The second explanation is, and this would apply even to younger children, is that everybody's in a state of being sad, so they should join us as well. And they shouldn't, so there's a certain pleasure involved in having a nice, clean head of hair, etc., so that would apply to younger children as well. The Chayotim actually follows that opinion, so that applies to younger children as well. If a person needs to trim his mustache because it is in some way getting in the way of the person eating, so that is permitted to do so. Preferably a person should not do that during the Shua Shechalboi. If a person would have that issue, he should address that beforehand. In regards to a person who needs to take a haircut or shave, the issue applying to both of them, because of Tzara Parnosa. So Rav Moshe says that a case where there's going to be considered a person's loss of Parnosa, it's permitted for the person to do up to Shua Shechalboi. This year, Shua Shechalboi is Tisha B'Av is Monday night, Tuesday. So it would be Sunday, Monday, and Sunday and Monday, then Tuesday of Tisha B'Av. So the person should not be taking a shave or a haircut on that Monday of Erev Tisha B'Av before he goes to work, according to Rav Moshe. But up to that point in time, if a person has, that's permitted. Now, he does point out that it's not a heter of busha. If a person is just embarrassed, there's no danger of him being affected in loss of money, just as uncomfortable going in looking unkempt. So that's not a heter. If he has to meet with clients, etc., and he's afraid that that's going to affect their perception and maybe they're not going to take him seriously, and those are concerns, that would be potentially a concern of a loss of the person's in his job, so that is permitted. If a person is just basically staying at work, working with the regular people, just not in the mood of explaining, and it looks strange, he's not in the mood. Rashi says that the minhag Yisrael is not to do so, and we cannot be makel because of a person feeling uncomfortable because of busha. That being said, in regards to Erev Shabbos, is it permitted? If a person shaves normally Erev Shabbos, so what should he do over here? So the standard understanding of it is that this is the appropriate way that we deal with during this period of time. We deal with the Avelis. This is part of Avelis, that this is the Kavod Shabbos in a certain sense. This is the appropriate way that we deal with our situation. So therefore, there's no heter, even the purpose of Shabbos. So you're going to have an interesting question which comes up of a person who is shaving the tzarech his parnoso, so he'll shave the whole week and not shave Erev Shabbos. Is that appropriate? So there are some places going to say that once that's so, he would shave Erev Shabbos as well. My understanding is that no, it's not so. That even a person will be shaving for the purpose of parnosa, and it's going to permit that a person should not person should not shave in Erev Shabbos. There's no longer an element of Tzara Panos. A person should not shave. This halacha applies to men and to women. There's an issue of women getting a haircut as well. Unless there's an issue of tznius, a woman has hair which is coming out, not staying under her head covering. So that would be permitted for a woman to do so. Preferably, not during the Shua Shechalboi. If a woman wants to get her eyes, her eyebrows plucked, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked this question, and he said that that's permitted. It's not considered part of Tisparis, and therefore if a woman would have a need to do so, she could do so. Another interesting application, Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked, a young woman who's in the age of Shaduchim, and she's meeting somebody and she feels a need to have her hair cut to look appropriately presentable, he was matzer up to Shua Shechalboi. Have a good morning.